talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him
that. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct. Coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, NWTTN, 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK, 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and we're going right to the telephone lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
I got a legal question for you about Ivanka Trump and Kushner both. You know, they were inside the White House. They could have, I guess, declared, like Bannon did, executive privilege. Do you think this has an effect legally now on Bannon that they came? And I certainly hope so, because I read something really chilling about him in this book review called Insurgency. When Trump came down the escalator that day, he gleefully looked at Trump and said to the guy standing next to him, "That's Hitler." And he's responsible for our kook that was president. I mean, the whole campaign shifted and got even worse once he took over that campaign, if we all remember. But I'm just wondering if now that those two actually came
here's the deal.
Before the January 6th.
Yeah. Here's the deal. On executive privilege, the law is, the Supreme Court is starting to develop this, but the executive privilege is held by the president. The president is Joe Biden. The president's Joe Biden, and he has said, waived it. He said there is no executive privilege for a lot of what you're describing. Now, it went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court upheld Joe Biden. What would happen in the future in an unusual case where you had a corrupt president, say, in the pay of the Russians, waiving executive privilege for a predecessor who had done the right thing? Who knows? But right now, all this stuff, you know, Scavino and Navarro, the two, Peter Scavino and Dan Navarro, two of Trump's closest advisors, were just held in contempt the other day by the full Congress, and it's referred to Merrick Garland for criminal prosecution. In my judgment, Merrick Garland will prosecute, just like he did with Steve Bannon. But you know something? We want Merrick Garland to do a lot more than that. That's window dressing. That's the stuffing in the turkey. That isn't the meat, okay? So, I remember when Trump came down the escalator, and I thought, a lot of people thought the guy was sort of grandstanding, wanted to get his brand around, you know? And that's what he thought too, by the way. He was amazed he won. The night that of the election, he was thinking, my God, now I can go back to private life. And they came in and said, you won, and oh my God. And then, I don't know if you remember this guy, talk about an ego. If you or I are elected president of the United States, we'd be overcome with history and destiny and we'd really want to work hard. This guy goes, I'm not kidding, right away, he said, I'm only going to do it part-time. I'm going to take a position on my show, The Apprentice. And of course, he was full of baloney. But the point is that this guy has a limitless ego. He's like Putin. Yeah, and Bannon's saying, there goes Hitler. Obviously, I haven't read this book. I'll have to read it. But thanks for calling in. But if the legal question is,
well, Matt,
he started an insurrection.
I think you froze there. Could you restart your answer for Dick?
Yeah, sure. Can you hear me now,
yep,
Sam?
Yep, you sound perfect. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. I have kind of an uncertain internet connection right now, guys, everybody out there. So I will say this with...
I guess they really don't want you to answer Dick's question today, Matt. while we figure that out, thanks again for calling in, Dick. We can take your calls or texts here at 844-967-2789. Looks like Matt's just fixing up some connection issues, and we should have him back in a minute here. But until then, again, thanks for tuning in here on 101 FM The Shaw, as well as in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7. I think I have him on the lines. Hi, Matt. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, yeah, Sam. Can you hear me?
Yep. Thanks. I guess they really don't want you to answer Dick's question.
Am I getting echo out of my microphone as well as the phone?
Nope. I have that off, so you're okay.
Okay. So listen, guys, unfortunately, I'm coming to you by phone. I broadcast this from my office studio on Zoom, and it goes out to Madison and to Milwaukee. And occasionally we have internet issues, which we'll have to investigate. So I'm going to do this by phone right now. It ain't perfect. I get it. It ain't perfect in terms of the sound. But I wanted to get back to Dick of Madison. Dick, excellent question. The executive privilege belongs to the president. There's only one president. That's Joe Biden. He waived executive privilege for people like Bannon and the rest of them. And the U.S. Supreme Court upheld him. So as a practical matter, this executive privilege stuff is a lot of baloney. And all they are doing is trying to delay things through appeals. Peter Scavino and Dan Scavino and Peter Navarro just got held in contempt by the full Congress. And they are now being referred for criminal prosecution to Merrick Garland. Okay? So they're going to go to Merrick Garland. Now, Merrick better get off the dime. Getting tired of Merrick Garland. He is far too unaggressive. But he will at least prosecute these two characters the way he did with Steve Bannon. And I've got to read that book you mentioned. I had not heard some of the anecdotes of what Bannon said as Trump came down the elevator or the escalator. But I'll tell you what, when I saw it, I thought, this guy's a hot dog. He's trying to get his brand around. Okay. And that's what he thought. And he thought he was going to lose that election. And the night of the election, he was saying to everybody, okay, I can go back to private life. And then he won. Now I'm starting to echo, Sam, let me try this on the microphone.
I actually think you're frozen on Zoom, so let's just have you leave the Zoom meeting and continue on the phone.
That's what we'll do. That's exactly what we'll do. I'm frozen on Zoom. Shame on me. Putin got me off of Zoom. He got me off of Zoom. So, okay, we're going to do it by phone right now until I can get this thing reconnected. So here's the deal. What would happen in the future if there was a crooked president, for instance, who waived executive privilege for something an honest president had done several years before to benefit the Russians. Let's say that happened in the future. I don't know what the Supreme Court would do with that. But right now, what you have is what you have with Bannon, what you have with all of the lackeys of Trump, all you have with these people is that they are going to tie things up in appeals. And Merrick Garland has got to get a little more aggressive. He's got to get more aggressive. And one of the things he can do is prosecute these guys. He is prosecuting Bannon, so I think he will prosecute these other characters. But that's low-level stuff. That's very low-level stuff. And we want to see him get a lot more aggressive, just a lot more aggressive. And he hasn't done it so far. So, okay, we're going to get back to the road here. Get back to history in the making. The Senate today is going to vote to ban the importation of Russian oil and end normal trade relations with Russia. That's huge. That is very huge for a couple of reasons. They will be able to impose tariffs on Russian goods and banning Russian oil. We don't use as much of it as others. But that will deal a blow to Russia. We have three enemies, quite frankly. Biden, I should say, has three enemies in standing up to Putin. One is Putin. Two is an element of the Republican Party, not the whole Republican Party, but an element of the Republican Party. Who are they? Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a Putin man. He praised Putin. He said Putin's a genius. He got all that real estate for $2 in sanctions. He asked Putin to get dirt on Biden even now, even in the middle of a genocide. Tucker Carlson, traitor to the United States, Tucker Carlson said and continues to say, why are we siding with Ukraine? Why not Putin? Tucker Carlson's show is broadcast in Russia by Putin. He has betrayed us. He is like Axis Sally and Tokyo Rose in the Second World War. And they had 63 Republican congressmen vote against a resolution supporting NATO. 63. These people betrayed the United States. And our third enemy in terms of trying to stand up to Putin is Germany. Germany continues to pay them billions of dollars a month for natural gas, continues to drag its feet on providing them arms, the Ukrainians. Remember something, Germany at one time went into Japan, into Ukraine and killed more people than Putin is. And they tortured people. The fact is that Germany does not care as much as other people, does not care about other people about what's happening in Ukraine. So Biden has a lot of people to fight with. A lot of people to fight with. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.